Hello and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session on mobile messaging with Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2 and Windows Mobile 5.0. My name is Carl Middlebrooks. Exchange Server 2003 provides improved support for the mobile devices already in use in your organization. Based on customer demands, we've designed the new features such as extensible HTML, Wireless Application Protocol version 2, and searchable global address lists. ActiveSync enables your users to synchronize Outlook Mobile on Windows-based mobile devices directly with Exchange Server 2003 and to connect directly to a URL through one of several methods. It also provides synchronization optimized for wireless connections. Administering mobile access to Exchange Server 2003 is easy. All client access methods are managed from the same Exchange Server System Manager user interface. Several security measures are also in place to help you ensure that your organization is secure. Whether your users employ Windows Mobile-based Pocket PCs, Pocket PC phones, or smartphones, they will be able to store and retrieve email, contacts, and appointments over the air with full security. In today's session, we'll examine the features of Windows Mobile 5.0 and how they may be used on these devices. We'll explore how an end user will use these devices to enhance productivity while away from the office. As we go through today's session, you will hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we will explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or from other versions of Microsoft products that we may not spend time on. To help you out, we've listed the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with either prior to this session or to reference afterwards. You should be comfortable with the Microsoft Windows Server 2003 operating system, including the Microsoft Management Console, or MMC. You should have working knowledge of general networking technologies, including DNS and IIS. And you should be comfortable with the range of internet protocols, including POP3, SMTP, HTTP, and NNTP. To cover the topics mentioned and to keep the session flow going, we've divided the session up into the following agenda items. A growing number of businesses today regard messaging systems as mission-critical systems. For this reason, companies place strict reliability and availability requirements on their email systems. Equally important is the heightened demand for new messaging system features, including mobile messaging. An increasingly mobile workforce and more geographically dispersed businesses mean that user requirements are continually evolving. All of these factors place demands on information technology managers and system architects who are charged with designing highly reliable, secure, and consistently available messaging systems that meet users' demands. We'll explore the basic steps that you need to take to enable mobile messaging on the Exchange Server and on the mobile device itself. From the user's perspective, we focused our development on simplicity and usability. From this end, the Outlook mobile experience looks and feels the same as the Outlook interface on a computer. We'll explore your administrative options while these mobile devices are in the field. This session will finish with a brief discussion on how to secure your mobile messaging deployment. Using Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2, ISA servers, and the Mobile Security and Feature Pack, mobile messaging is as secure as your standard messaging infrastructure. Mobile messaging, the ability to send and receive email anytime, anywhere, is becoming increasingly important in today's business world. There are four primary reasons for this. Businesses like yours have fostered a growing email culture. Companies increasingly rely on email to conduct business. A 2003 Metagroup survey found that a majority of business leaders believe email is now more important than the phone as a means of communication. Mobile devices have spread throughout the workplace. Mobile phones, pads, laptops, and tablet PCs are becoming commonplace in the enterprise. Some recent reports indicate the size and growth of this market. For example, 70 million smartphones are expected to ship worldwide in 2006. An IDC study found that by the end of 2005, there was more than 1.5 billion active wireless subscribers in the world. Gartner predicts that by 2008, more than 80% of the mobile knowledge workers will have access to wireless email. The people who work for you increasingly demand more mobility and flexibility. Companies must address changing ways of doing business at home and abroad, taking into account such developments as telecommuting, flex time, and growing demand by staff members for a more equitable work-life balance. The business ecosystem is growing more global by the day. Your people frequently travel to remote branch offices to meet with customers and partners. Global business managers face the challenge of coordinating operations across multiple time zones. Your people need greater flexibility, more reliable ways of connecting to the most important resources, and new ways to use their business hours more efficiently. IT organizations need manageable, scalable, and more secure solutions that fit within leaner technology budgets than ever before. If your business is to meet its expectations, you'll need a solution that will help reduce costs, achieve a better return on investment, and increase the productivity of everyone in the office. To make the decisions that really matter for your business, your people need easy, intuitive access to critical business information wherever they happen to be. The Microsoft Integrated Mobile Solution meets their needs by going beyond text-only messaging to provide a feature-rich software experience on their mobile devices. In addition, they will have a wide variety of device choices and data plan options to best meet their individual needs. The Windows Mobile software extends the familiar Microsoft Windows and Microsoft Office system experience to mobile devices, helping increase productivity and efficiency. Your mobile workers can access email attachments using familiar applications and solutions optimized for use on mobile devices, such as Microsoft Office Word Mobile, Microsoft Office Outlook Mobile, Microsoft Office Excel Mobile, and Microsoft Office PowerPoint Mobile. The professionals in your IT department need an easier way to administer your business total messaging environment, including the mobile aspect. The solution helps ensure that confidential data and intellectual property will be protected by providing easy-to-use management features that help enforce password and security policies to mobile devices even when their owners are hundreds of miles away. The solution's scalability, reduced support needs, and use of existing IT investments enable technicians and administrators to do more work with fewer resources, keeping costs down. Your business needs cost-effective solutions that do not require additional software licensing, subscriptions, or hardware purchases. This low-cost and highly scalable solution enables your company to provide mobile access to more than just an elite subset of those who work for you, increasing productivity throughout the whole organization. Your people become more productive because they can access the resources they need anywhere, not just at their desks. The type of information they have available can extend beyond the contents of their mailboxes to line of business data. Furthermore, the enterprise benefits from reduced training and support costs for its mobile workforce because the solution provides an extension of the familiar Microsoft Windows and Microsoft Office experience. The Microsoft Mobile Messaging solution gives users access to Exchange Server data, such as email, contacts, tasks, and calendar items from pocket PCs, smartphones, and other devices that support cellular, mobile, and local area wireless networks. These technologies help make your people as productive and responsive as possible by connecting them to their team members and to the information they need, when they need it, even when they're away from their desks. The Microsoft Mobile Messaging solution consists of the Windows Mobile 5.0 Messaging and Security Feature Pack, or MSFP, running on Windows Mobile-based devices such as Pocket PCs, smartphones, and Pocket PC phones, as well as Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2. Windows Mobile 5.0 is an operating system that runs on mobile devices such as smartphones and Pocket PCs. Mobile devices installed with Windows Mobile 5.0 offer rich features and functionality. Smartphones provide instant messaging, web browsing, and email. Pocket PCs and Pocket PC phones add the ability to run compact versions of several Microsoft Office system applications, such as Microsoft Office Word Mobile. Windows Mobile 5.0 also provides a platform for devices to run third-party mobile software, including applications that access line-of-business data on enterprise systems. The Windows Mobile 5.0 Messaging and Security Feature Pack is an extension and update to the Windows Mobile 5.0 operating system. The feature pack requires a Windows Mobile 5.0 device and Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2. It may already be installed on a newly purchased device or made available as an upgrade from the user's mobile operator. Once installed, the feature pack provides users with immediate access to its features without the need to first synchronize with a PC. Exchange Server 2003 is server software that enables users to send and receive email and other forms of communication through corporate computer networks. Exchange Server data, such as email and calendar information, is accessible by client software such as Microsoft Outlook 2003, as well as over the web and on mobile devices. Exchange Server ActiveSync is a protocol that facilitates the transfer of information between Exchange Server 2003 and mobile devices such as pocket PCs and smartphones. Your people will be able to synchronize their email messages, calendar entries, contacts, and tasks with these devices directly over the air from Exchange Server 2003. Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2 builds on the capabilities of Exchange Server 2003 with improved protection against spam and phishing email attacks, generous mailbox storage size limits, administrative flexibility, and, the focus of this presentation, mobile email enhancements. Windows Mobile 5.0 MSFP and the mobility features of Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2 work together to deliver a comprehensive, full-featured mobile messaging solution. Your representatives in the field can keep their calendars, contacts, task lists, and inboxes up to date using direct push technology. They can browse their company's global address book over the air and enjoy shorter synchronization times through bandwidth-optimizing gZip data compression. Features such as local and remote device wipe and the provisioning and enforcement of password policies for mobile devices help protect sensitive information. The solution also offers certificate-based user authentication and native support for secure multipurpose Internet Mail Extensions, or SMIME. If a company is running Outlook Web Access, the Exchange Server 2003 infrastructure for supporting mobile devices is already in place, making use of existing investments. The solution's ease of management helps lower IT costs and reduce the need for dedicated IT resources to support the mobile messaging environment. Many management tasks can be performed remotely from the Exchange Server console or through a web application. Connectivity between Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2 and devices running Windows Mobile 5.0 MSFP does not require third-party middleware, service fees, or additional service hardware, which helps lower licensing and maintenance costs. In addition, Exchange Server is a highly scalable messaging environment that can support thousands of users. The cost-effectiveness of the Microsoft solution adds to its scalability as well. Competitive solutions often require additional middleware or service fees, making it prohibitively expensive for companies to deliver mobile access beyond a subset of their staff. The Microsoft Mobile Messaging solution can bring mobility to all levels of an organization. The IDC report, The Benefits of Mobile Messaging, identified many business benefits that the companies experienced when they deployed Microsoft Mobility solutions. Respondents to the study showed substantial cost savings by reducing the number of laptops issued to salespeople and other mobile users, the number of VPN servers, and the number of remote access service calls. The study indicates that when your people start using Microsoft Mobile solutions, on average they will be able to add 36 hours of productive time annually. IT departments reported more than a 33% reduction in the time spent supporting mobile devices and mobile applications due to centralized management. To design a successful Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 messaging system, and more specifically, a Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2 with Windows Mobile 5.0 messaging solution, you need to understand the capabilities and limitations of the software and hardware upon which you build your messaging system. To communicate with mobile devices, Exchange Server 2003 uses the Wireless Access Protocol. WAP is the de facto world standard for the presentation and delivery of wireless information and telephony services on mobile devices. It is an open specification that defines both a communications protocol and an application environment. It solves the transport and content problem problems of the constrained wireless environment, bringing internet content and advanced data services to mobile devices. WAP is based on existing internet standards such as IP, HTTP, and XML. In addition, WAP sits on top of existing bearer channel standards, for example, Code Division Multiple Access, CDMA, Global System for Mobile Communications, GSM, and General Packet Radio Services, GPRS. Therefore, any of the standards can be used with the WAP protocols. Message transfer also takes advantage of Microsoft ActiveSync. ActiveSync can be configured to synchronize on demand, or it can be configured to synchronize whenever you connect your device to your computer. For example, when you dock your Pocket PC Phone Edition in its cradle, ActiveSync can automatically check your email, contacts, calendar, and tasks in Microsoft Outlook for differences between the device and your computer, and then make the necessary updates. New features include a new partnership wizard to help customers more easily set up a sync partnership, faster transfer of data files including media, and the ability to sync photos assigned to contacts from Outlook on the desktop. Direct push technology can be enabled on Windows mobile devices by the Exchange Server 2003 administrator. Direct push provides a push email experience whereby items received on the Exchange 2003 server, such as new email messages, calendar changes, contact changes, or task updates, will arrive almost immediately on the Windows Mobile 5.0 device. The service does not rely on short message service notifications, third-party subscriptions, or special configuration to immediately display new messages. Direct push offers several benefits in comparison to scheduled or manual synchronization. When the device sends a request to the server for change notifications, it spends most of that process waiting for a response, not sending or receiving data. Only folders that contain changes are targeted for synchronization. Because it synchronizes only when necessary, the device is able to reduce its power consumption and increase its battery life while incurring fewer data transfer charges. With Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2, you'll have access to enhanced Outlook support. Additional data compression translates to a faster experience when sending and receiving messages, as well as reduced sync times. In addition to retrieving stored contacts, with Service Pack 2, you can also receive contact properties for individuals in the global address list from your approved mobile device. The contact chooser interface that enables access to both types of contacts is embedded within the messaging, phone, calendar, and speed dial menus. You can search for additional contact details not stored locally on your mobile devices, send email messages or meeting invitations to individuals in your company who may not be stored in your personal contacts list, and browse the global address list for additional contact details such as office location. Once a contact has been located, you can store his or her information on your mobile device and add that person to your mobile device contacts list. There are also additional Outlook properties such as support for task synchronization and pictures in your list of contacts. All data transmitted between the Exchange Server and a Windows mobile device is sent using an encrypted HTTPS connection to help prevent interception by a third party, helping to ensure enhanced security of messages in transport. New optional support for certificate-based authentication managed through Internet Information Services version 6.0 eliminates the need to store corporate credentials on a device. Furthermore, we've added support for secure multipurpose Internet Mail Extensions, SMIME, to sign and encrypt messages coming to and from mobile devices. Most mobile email improvements, with the exception of support for tasks and pictures in your contacts list, require that your device or the software on the devices be compatible with Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2. Windows Mobile-based devices require the Messaging and Security Feature Pack for Windows Mobile 5.0. Configuring these new features on Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2 is simple using the System Manager console. During this demonstration, we'll access the configurable components of the mobile solutions found in Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2 using the Exchange System Manager. Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2 combined with Windows Mobile 5.0 MSFP provides your organization with a greater level of manageability, usability, and security than ever before experienced on a mobile device. During this demonstration, we'll review all the Exchange Server settings and user-level settings that allow you to control and administer mobile mail. The Exchange System Manager conveniently groups all mobile mail settings in a single location under Global Settings called Mobile Services. At this point, we have no mobile carriers configured for this Exchange Server. Viewing the Mobile Services Properties dialog box, we are presented with a list of all the server-level configuration options. The Enable User-Initiated Synchronization option determines whether your users are able to synchronize their exchange information with their mobile devices. Clearing this checkbox disables all Active Sync features. The Enable Up-to-Date Notifications via SMTP and Text Messaging option allows your users to receive notifications through SMTP in order to keep their mobile devices up to date with information on their Exchange Server. SMTP messages initiate Active Sync on the mobile device to pull new messages from the server. Enabling notifications to user-specified SMTP addresses allows the users to use their own wireless service providers. For example, rather than the SMTP message going to a work address, this option allows your mobile devices to receive the notifications through a different address. We've added direct push technology to Exchange Server Service Pack 3 with Service Pack 2 for users running Windows Mobile 5.0 with the Microsoft Security and Feature Pack, or MSFP. This allows notifications to be sent through HTTP or HTTPS, depending on your configuration, and keep the mobile devices up to date. To maximize performance, it is recommended that you increase your firewall timeout values when using the Enable Direct Push over HTTP option. The device security settings are accessed in a separate dialog box. These settings are server-level settings, so they will affect all users who connect to this server with their mobile device. They are disabled by default. Plan your security strategy for your mobile devices before setting these features, and communicate your expectations to users so that they know why these devices must remain secure. You can specify the required length of the user's device password, which is set to 4 characters by default. This option accepts minimum password lengths of up to 18 characters. To force more secure passwords on the devices, you can require that users choose a password with both numbers and letters. While this forces more secure passwords, this may not be easily accepted by users of smartphones with only number pads rather than a full alphabet keyboard. These passwords are used only when the device is locked, so you should configure an inactivity time. This is similar to a screensaver that requires the user to log on to his or her computer. Setting this value too low may cause user frustration, but setting it too high reduces the security of the mobile device. In order to protect the data stored on the device in the event that it is lost or stolen, you can specify that you want the device's memory wiped after multiple failed logon attempts. By default, if the wrong PIN number or password is entered 8 times, the device will return to its factory defaults and erase all data on the device. We're going to see how this feature works later in the session, so we'll set this to 3 attempts, which is too restrictive in a production environment. Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2 can automatically use security policy provisioning to refresh the settings on the device. These security settings can be overridden by the user directly on the device, but by using the refresh setting, you can periodically return the device to your security requirements. By default, the Exchange server will not allow devices that do not fully support the configured security settings to synchronize. For example, if a device does not support policy provisioning, the user will receive a 403 error when he or she attempts to synchronize with the Exchange server. All Windows Mobile 5.0 devices support these functions, but if you're running mobile operating systems earlier than this release, you'll need to enable the Allow Access to Devices that do not fully support password settings option. If necessary, you can specify which user accounts will be exempt from these security settings. This exception list is useful if you have specific trusted users of whom you do not need to require device security settings. Within Active Directory Users and Computers, you can enable or disable the Exchange Active Sync application for a specific user or group of users in your organization. The Exchange Task Wizard provides an improved method for creating, moving, and configuring specific settings for an Exchange mailbox. You can perform the task available through the wizard on each individual account. The advantage to performing these actions with the Exchange Task Wizard is that you can modify the settings for multiple objects at a time. The Exchange features we can configure through the wizard include user-specific mobile services and Exchange protocols. The mobile services on each user account are enabled by default, but they are always overridden by the settings on the server. The purpose of these settings is to allow you to disable features such as Active Sync synchronization on individual user accounts. When accessing the Properties dialog box for an individual user account, we see the same basic interface as the Exchange Task Wizard. Again, to configure multiple accounts at the same time, you need to use the wizard. At this point, we've seen all the configuration settings for mobile email on both the server and user account, but there is one more thing we can do. Exchange Server 2003 allows you to specify the mobile carriers that you want your users to use for up-to-date notifications, a server-level feature we discussed earlier. Specifying mobile carriers can make it easier for your users to configure notifications on their devices. In addition, when used in conjunction with clearing the Enable Notification to User-Specified SMTP Addresses option, you can control the carriers to which your users connect. This feature requires only two pieces of information. The name of the mobile carrier is really for your own use, so it doesn't need to match the name of the actual carrier. This field is basically the name of the object in the Exchange organization. In the SMTP domain box, enter the name of the SMTP to SMS gateway of the mobile operator. Now users who use another service can receive up-to-date notifications through their carrier's messaging system, rather than through their employer's SMTP server. As we'll see in the next demonstration, though, this is not the same as the new direct push functionality of Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2 and Windows Mobile 5.0 with MSFP. With this configuration in place, your users can start using their mobile devices to access their mailbox data. During this section, we'll explore the variety of devices your users can choose from and introduce the Windows Mobile 5.0 operating system for those mobile devices. We'll see how each of the mobility features is experienced from the user's perspective. Windows Mobile-based devices and data plans are available as a package from 68 mobile operators in 48 countries. Users can add a new data plan from one of these mobile operators to their existing mobile device. In addition to being available through mobile operators, mobile devices can be purchased through thousands of retail outlets and distributors. Many free or subscription-based Wi-Fi services can also be accessed from Windows Mobile-based devices. A variety of mobile devices exist to meet the needs of different types of users. Pocket PCs are handheld devices that enable you to store and retrieve email messages, contacts, and appointments, play multimedia files, exchange text messages with MSN Messenger services, browse the web, and more. Users can connect Pocket PCs to personal computers, or in the case of most devices, with Wi-Fi networks to exchange or synchronize information. Smartphones integrate text-based messaging into a voice-centric handset comparable in size to today's mobile phones. Windows Mobile-based smartphones are designed for one-handed operation with keypad access to both voice and data features. They are optimized for voice and text communication and allow wireless access to Outlook information and encrypted browsing to corporate and internet information and services. Pocket PC phones combine all the standard functionality of a Windows Mobile-based Pocket PC with that of a feature-rich mobile phone. Windows Mobile software for Pocket PC phones integrates the PDA and phone experience so that users can dial phone numbers directly from contacts, send SMS messages, identify incoming callers, and easily take call notes. Using a Windows Mobile-based Pocket PC phone with wireless service through a mobile operator, your company's field workers will be able to wirelessly access the internet and their corporate networks and send and receive email. So which device is best for your business? That depends on the needs of the people who work for you. For example, doctors making their rounds may find a Pocket PC to be ideal for wirelessly transmitting their notes on patient care to a server, where they'll be immediately available to hospital employees. Salespeople might need the combined telephony and wireless data access provided by a Pocket PC phone or smartphone to remain in contact with their many customers. A large multinational business will most likely deploy a variety of devices to different staff members depending on the type of work they do and how much they travel. One new feature most desired by government agencies worldwide and their key contractors is native support for S/MIME SSL encryption of calendar, inbox, contacts, tasks, all Microsoft Exchange data, during transit between the device and the server. The Windows Mobile-based device security strategy has been to build in support for messaging security standards, such as 128-bit encryption, NTLM authentication, and SSL. Mobile device users will be able to use digital certificates to sign and encrypt messaging information. With certificate-based authentication, you don't need to store logon credentials on your Windows 5.0 mobile device. A security policy is only as strong as the means to enforce it. In the past, network administrators needed to find a third-party product to enforce security policies on a Windows Mobile-based device. With Service Pack 2, network administrators are able to set and change policies from their Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2 console, and you'll be able to distribute them over the air to mobile devices. With the Messaging and Security Feature Pack, you can enforce policies that lock the device after a number of incorrect attempts to guess a password. For higher-level protection, you have the capability to issue a remote kill bits order to wipe data and credentials from a device reported stolen or lost. Because Windows Mobile 5.0 works well with Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2 and Active Directory, even if you lost your device, you could still use your digital credentials elsewhere. Your smart card would work for building access or network computing resources. Windows Mobile-based devices support up to 8 email accounts in Outlook Mobile, so you can have a POP email account, an IMAP account, and a hosted Exchange account. For example, you may have a smartphone-hosted Exchange account for your primary work email and 4 IMAP accounts, one for personal email and one for several different websites you may administer. You might use a POP email account for personal email. Using MSN Premium, you can get access to hundreds of videos for downloading, such as comedy clips and music videos. You can also download full-length movies from Cinema Now. You can now start Windows Media Player on your mobile device to listen to your music. While you can fill your device with a wide variety of music, Windows Media Player is not limited to playing it all back in a random order. You can create a playlist of songs that you want to hear. There are several websites that offer downloadable movies that you can watch on your device. Cameras and Windows mobile-based devices may be small, but they offer unprecedented power and convenience in capturing and sharing once-in-a-lifetime events. Use your Windows mobile-based device to access and update your Microsoft Outlook email. Pocket Outlook allows you to view and update your inbox. When you connect your device to your desktop PC, Microsoft ActiveSync synchronizes the data. Accessing your email from your mobile device allows you to answer email, find people, and more. Composing email messages is easier than ever. Your device suggests email addresses to you as you type so you find them faster, and autocorrect automatically fixes common spelling errors as you type. Pocket Word is better for novelists than accountants. The reason Pocket Word doesn't work for accountants is that it doesn't yet handle tables or other types of formatting, but it's great for typing on the go. Reports, briefs, almost everything you can do on the desktop you can do on Pocket Word. If you really need tables, think about using Pocket Excel instead. If you work in the field, Pocket Excel is a great way to share data points with customers. If you're shopping for a house, you could set up a formula for interest rates, housing costs, and more to calculate your future mortgage. You could even set up a SWOT template to help you make a buying decision. With PowerPoint Mobile, you can open and view slideshow presentations created on your PC. Whether the presentation is opened from an email message, downloaded from a file share or the internet, copied to the device through a storage card, or obtained by synchronizing with your PC, slideshows created in PPT and PPS format with PowerPoint 97 and later can be viewed on your device. The Messaging and Security Feature Pack for Windows Mobile 5.0 works well with Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2 to deliver a direct, scalable, and cost-effective mobile messaging solution. This solution enables business users to easily stay connected to their Microsoft Office Outlook mobile information while on the go and helps businesses to better protect device data. Keep your calendar, contacts, tasks, and inbox up to date using direct push technology. Plus, you can now browse your corporate address book over the air with Exchange 2003 Service Pack 2. Better protect device data and manage devices using the Feature Pack in Exchange 2003 Service Pack 2. With this combination, IT administrators can remotely manage and enforce select corporate IT policies over the air through the Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2 console. Businesses can mandate policies, for example, requiring PIN passwords for every device. Deploy scalable, cost-effective mobile messaging solutions and reduce the need to pay for an additional third-party server product and client access license fees by using existing Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2 investments. By combining Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2 with Windows Mobile 5.0, you'll have access to several new mobile features to improve the mobile experience while protecting your organization's data. Today, with Exchange, you can configure your ActiveSync-enabled mobile devices to synchronize with your Exchange Server mailbox at intervals as frequent as every 5 minutes. However, because you cannot synchronize items at intervals less than 5 minutes, your device might not always contain the latest information. You might also incur extra data usage for synchronization sessions even when no data is transferred. You can configure your Pocket PC Phone Edition devices or smartphones running either Microsoft Windows Mobile 2003 software or Windows Mobile 2003 Second Edition to self-update using a companion feature called Always Up to Date, AutD. AutD enables you to configure your supported mobile devices to stay up to date with the Exchange Server. With AutD, a new email SMS message notification is sent to your device. Upon receiving this notification, your device will connect to the Exchange Server and synchronize with your recently received email messages. Based on customer feedback regarding the limitations of using SMS to notify a supported device, we've improved the AutD experience in Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2 based on the following goals. A standard data plan is the only subscription you need to synchronize with Exchange. It must work globally. There's no need to deploy additional infrastructures in your Exchange environment. There is no need for SMS notification or any other out-of-band schemes. There's no special configuration needed on the device. We'll see how quickly a message appears on the mobile device in our next demonstration. In this demonstration, we'll use the mobile device to receive an email using the direct push technology. We'll see how the notification of a new message on the mobile device appears to the user and how the device retrieves the message immediately. During the previous demonstration, we explored and explained each of the mobile configuration options available with Exchange Server 2003. For this demonstration, we are looking specifically at how you need to configure each setting for use with Direct Push. On the server side, you need Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2. On the device side, the device must be loaded with Windows Mobile 5.0 with MSFP. Note that not all versions of Windows Mobile 5.0 contain this update. To see what version your mobile device is running, access the About file in System Settings. MSFP is included on builds 14847.2 and later. Returning to the Mobile Services Properties dialog box, there are two options that need to be enabled. Enable User-Initiated Synchronization and Enable Direct Push over HTTP. Since Direct Push is replacing the older method of sending up-to-date notifications through SMTP and SMS messaging, we can clear these options when working with Direct Push. You can continue using the same settings under Device Security, but you should make sure that you turn on the option to allow devices that do not support the configured settings. If you have mobile devices that do not have MSFP, they will likely be refused by the server with these security settings turned on. In this demonstration, we're using a Windows Mobile 5.0 device with a fresh factory installation. We've configured connectivity to our Exchange server to save time, but no user account or user information has been configured. We'll start by setting up ActiveSync on the device. From the menu, we can add a server source, which is the specific IP address or DNS name of the server. To simplify our configuration, we'll use the IP address. Note that this server must be available on the internet, whether it is your Exchange front-end server or your publishing Exchange through ISA, for ActiveSync Direct Push to function. In a production environment, you should configure SSL and leave it enabled on each device. However, we haven't configured this security level for this session, so we'll need to disable SSL encryption. Next, we'll provide our user information for Don Funk, one of Contoso's key sales managers. At this point, we're using the domain user account information, not the password for the mobile device, since this is for Exchange synchronization. For ActiveSync to automatically update the mailbox store on the device, you must save the password within ActiveSync. There are two advanced options that you can configure as needed. The first sets the default behavior of ActiveSync when there is a conflict between the items on the device and the items on the Exchange server. Typically, you'll want to keep the instance on the Exchange server unless the user is a mobile power user who manages his or her mailbox strictly through the mobile device. For troubleshooting purposes, you can also enable event logging if you need to track down the root cause of a problem. ActiveSync allows you to bring your contacts, calendar items, email, and tasks from your mailbox to your mobile device. For calendar and email items, you can filter the content to reduce the bandwidth required to complete the synchronization. You can set the calendar to only synchronize future and a specific period of past events, for example, the last 2 weeks or the last 2 months. For mail items, you can limit the synchronization to only recent messages or to only those items under a certain size. With these settings in place, ActiveSync will now contact the Exchange server and download the requested items. If there were any items waiting to be sent from Outlook Mobile, those messages would be sent at this time. In the first demonstration, we configured several security options regarding the device PIN or password. Since this is the first time the device is connected to the server uses security policy provisioning to enforce the security policy. Windows Mobile informs us that we must update the password on the device before it will allow us to continue working with it. Since this is something users might do, we'll attempt to set the password to something simple so we can just type it in quickly. We'll try to set the password as 9999. We can also enter a queue that can help us remember the password on the Hint tab. When we continue, we find that our password does not meet the required complexity as configured on the Exchange server for mobile devices. The password must be at least 4 characters long and contain multiple character types. The interface returns us to the Set Password screen. Again, it will not let us work with the device until we complete this step, so we'll enter our proper password. This returns us to ActiveSync, where we can see that the device has successfully synchronized with the Exchange server. However, it also shows a message that requires our attention. Direct push over HTTP or HTTPS requires the use of a GPRS or cellular network. While we can use an internal network card as we are here to synchronize with the mailbox on the Exchange server, the device will only receive up-to-date notifications when the cellular network is available. Now let's test email delivery to the device. We've configured our Internet Explorer homepage to go directly to Outlook Web Access, which we'll access with the administrator account to send our test message. We'll send the message to Don Funk, informing him that we've completed the configuration of his mobile device and that we've enabled his mailbox to allow mobile synchronization. On the mobile device, if we had this device connected to the cellular or GPRS network, we'd see the rounded animation arrows of ActiveSync processing the notification it receives from the Exchange server. This happens almost immediately and should result in your users receiving the email within minutes of it arriving in the mailbox on the server. For this example, we need to manually synchronize the mailbox, so we'll start ActiveSync again. Once the message is uploaded to the device, we'll receive a notification at the bottom of the screen. Click View to open Outlook Mobile and read the message. If the message contained attachments, we'd be able to open them directly from the message as you would on your desktop. Remote Wipe is a new feature added in Service Pack 2 that enables administrators and help desk professionals to erase sensitive data from a lost or stolen mobile device. With the Remote Device Wipe feature, administrators can remotely send a command to a lost or stolen mobile device that will reset the device to its original factory settings. This reset erases all data, settings, and application from the device's main memory, and the next time the device attempts to connect to Exchange Server 2003 information store. Remote Wipe is available through a web-based tool that is restricted to Exchange Server 2003 administrators by default. However, other individuals, such as help desk technicians, can be given access to the feature where appropriate. This allows administrators to delegate the remote wipe operation to the first tier of user support. When a lost mobile device is recovered, its owner can simply re-enter his or her settings and synchronize it to restore the deleted data and applications. A common frustration with mobile messaging has been the inability to access the Exchange Global Address List. People with mobile devices want direct, over-the-air access to their organization's global address list, which is stored in Exchange Server. In the past, your Windows mobile-based device only stored your Outlook contacts, calendar, and tasks. MSFP allows you to plan a meeting, find an available conference room, and send a meeting request and agenda immediately to anyone in your organization, all from your mobile device. Let's send an email message to a colleague and set up a meeting request using the global address list. In this demonstration, we'll access the global address list from our mobile device to execute several common tasks. For this demonstration, let's assume that we are on the road with our Windows Mobile 5.0 device and we just had a promising meeting with a prospective customer. During the meeting, we found out the client knows Aaron Kahn, who works in another division of Contoso. Since we don't work directly with Aaron, we don't have his contact information stored in our contacts list, but we want to send him a message to tell him about the meeting. So we just try to use his name and send the message, but Outlook Mobile doesn't recognize the name from our Outlook contacts and returns an error. Since we know that the message would just disappear from our device and show up with an undeliverable report at some time in the next day or so, we cancel the message. Outlook Mobile includes an Add Recipient option accessible from the New Message menu. However, when we type Aaron Kahn again, we see that it still shows that there are no matches. To preserve battery life, we don't want the device to go online to query the global address list. When the contact cannot be found locally, we can have the device contact the global address list on the Exchange server. The interface now finds the contact. When we click the contact, Outlook Mobile adds the contact as a recipient to the new email message, and we can see the user's full email address. Now we can send the message and Outlook accepts it right away. This feature helps to ensure that your mobile users can remain productive while away from the office. Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2 now supports policy provisioning whereby administrators can make supported policies more secure, support certificate-based authentication, and use SMIME to sign and encrypt email, and perform server-based synchronization of tasks. In earlier approaches to mobile messaging, there was no method to control the enforcement of security policies such as passwords, device timeouts, and so on. With Exchange 2003 Service Pack 2 and the Windows Mobile 5.0 Messaging and Security Feature Pack, administrators can now make their devices more secure by enforcing such policies. For example, the administrator can now specify password restrictions on length, complexity, and inactivity time. The policies can specify the number of failed logon attempts before a device automatically wipes the local mailbox store on the device. To keep the policies up to date, you can set a policy refresh interval to force the mobile device to verify and re-download the policies at set intervals. You can also set policies that block any device that does not support the security policies, such as operating systems prior to Windows Mobile 5.0, and you can specify users who are exempt from the configured settings by adding the users to the device security exceptions list. We'll complete this session by exploring how to implement a secure infrastructure for your mobile messaging solution. A top priority in implementing your mobile messaging solution is to ensure your enterprise data remains secure while allowing users to easily access the information they need to work. We'll explore the basic steps you can take to secure your messaging infrastructure. After you install Exchange Server 2003, you should update the server software on your Exchange servers and any other server that Exchange communicates with, such as global catalog servers and domain controllers. A best practice while placing your front-end Exchange 2003 servers in the perimeter network is to deploy Microsoft Internet Security and Acceleration Server. ISA Server acts as an advanced firewall that controls internet traffic entering your network. When you use this configuration, you put all your Exchange 2003 servers in your corporate network and use ISA Server as the advanced firewall server exposed to internet traffic in your perimeter network. Securing the messaging environment also involves configuring the front-end servers in a manner that disables the features and settings for the front-end server that are not necessary in front and back-end server architecture. All inbound internet traffic bound to your Exchange servers, such as Outlook Web Access, RPC over HTTP, POP3, and IMAP, is processed by the ISA server. When the ISA server receives a request for an Exchange server, ISA server proxies the request to the appropriate Exchange servers on your internal network. The internal Exchange servers return the requested data to the ISA server, and then ISA server sends the information to the client through the internet. All data transmitted between the Exchange server and a Windows Mobile device is sent using an encrypted HTTPS connection to help prevent interception by a third party, helping to ensure enhanced security of messages in transport. In addition, the solution provides optional client certificate-based authentication to corporate messaging systems managed through Internet Information Services version 6.0 and native support for S/MIME. To ensure the identity of a user during authentication, you can implement a device such as Secure ID. Microsoft ISA Server 2004 introduces user authentication based on credentials from the RSA Secure ID product from RSA Security Incorporated. ISA Server can secure websites and authenticate remote virtual private network clients by requiring RSA Secure ID authentication. These devices can also present the appropriate authentication automatically when synchronizing with an Exchange ActiveSync server. Configuring this authentication requires no additional steps on the Exchange server, but you will have to complete several steps on your ISA server. To allow remote VPN clients to access internal networks with ISA server, you must enable VPN client access. When you enable VPN client access, ISA server enables a system policy rule named Allow VPN Clients to Firewall, which allows initial access. You also need to specify the tunneling protocol clients should use for the VPN connection to the ISA server computer and the maximum number of remote VPN client connections allowed. You need to create a VPN clients group that contains the remote clients to whom you want to allow VPN access and specify how those clients will be allocated IP addresses. The RSA ACE server is an authentication server that manages the authentication process for users. To set up the RSA ACE server, follow the procedures as outlined in the RSA Secure ID documentation. The RSA ACE agent protects your internal resources. You install the agent on each resource you want to protect with RSA ACE server authentication. The RSA ACE agent is an Internet Server Application Programming Interface filter that performs authentication and communicates to the ACE server to retrieve secure ID credentials. Next, enable the system policy rule to allow access from the ISA server computer to the RSA ACE server computer. By default, the RSA Secure ID system policy rule allows access from the local host network, ISA server computer, to the internal network. The rule is disabled by default. You need to enable the rule and indicate a specific RSA ACE server computer instead of the entire internal network. Finally, you'll need to configure EAP authentication using RSA Secure ID. In ISIS Server Management, you can configure various VPN authentication methods, including extensible authentication protocol with a smart card or other certificate. You cannot enable EAP authentication with RSA Secure ID using this interface. Instead, use the Routing and Remote Access console. For all users, Secure ID user IDs must be selected to match the Windows account name. Exchange ActiveSync with Secure ID does not function for users who have a distinct RSA user ID that does not match their Windows account name. Before summarizing the session, let's see what happens to a stolen or lost device with Remote Wipe enabled. During this demonstration, we'll respond to the lost mobile device by remotely erasing all user data on the device. On Monday, our top sales manager, Don Funk, comes to our desk to tell us that he cannot find his pocket PC. He had it over the weekend at the football game, but it was missing at some point during the celebration after the game. We need to respond to this immediately since his device contains sensitive corporate information. The mobile administration tools are available for download from the Microsoft Exchange Tools website. This is a single file installation that runs quickly without any further configuration. The tool requires that IIS be installed on the server, but this is also a requirement for the Exchange server. The tool runs as a web page on the local server and requires us to log on with an account that has administrative privileges on the Exchange organization. The Exchange Mobile Sync Settings tool currently only supports remote wipe functions, though additional tools may be added in upcoming builds. Rather than listing all the mobile devices in the organization, we are required to provide the mailbox name to access the device information. This process was intentionally built this way to prevent accidental remote wipe commands. For Don Funk's mailbox, there is only one mobile device registered. The OK status refers to the fact that the device is current and approved for this user to work with. We'll see this change in a moment. As you retire older devices, you can remove them from the administrative interface by deleting the device ID. But today we're responding to a lost or stolen device, so we'll initiate the remote wipe command. This process starts after a single click, wherein the Exchange server will start issuing direct push type notifications to the phone to trigger synchronization with the server. The device should immediately start up ActiveSync in the background. It will receive the wipe command from the server and the screen will go black as the device performs a factory reset, erasing all information on the mobile device. Naturally, Don comes back that afternoon saying he found the device under his desk and that it must have fallen out of his pocket when he came back to the office to grab some papers. Up until the moment that the mobile device synchronizes with the server, you can cancel the wipe command. This returns the device to the normal status of OK. Remember back in the first demonstration, we set the device security policy to initiate a wipe command if someone attempted to log onto the device with the wrong password. Let's assume that Don's pocket PC was indeed stolen and now someone is trying to get into the phone by guessing the password. But first, let's see two features meant to protect us. Windows Mobile 5.0 doesn't recognize a blank password as a logon attempt. So if the device is in your pocket and your car keys are hitting the screen, you will not accidentally start the wipe process. Federal laws require that if 911 is dialed on any mobile phone, that phone must allow the call to go through. This applies to phones that are not activated with the mobile carrier, and, as in this case, the phone is locked during an emergency. So let's try to guess this user's password. We type password, click OK, and we see a warning that the password is incorrect and that we made 1 out of 3 attempts. So we'll try again. Now Windows Mobile 5.0 wants us to make sure that these attempts to log on are intentional. For example, a young child may be able to get the first failed attempt password by pressing random buttons on the phone. It is unlikely that she will type the required combination of A1, B2, C3 by pressing random buttons. We enter this code and press enter. The device now displays a warning that this is our second attempt out of 3. We try again and get it wrong. The password is incorrect, and we are told that this was the second out of 3 attempts. When we get to the last allowed logon attempt, Windows Mobile warns us that we only have one more attempt and that all the information will be erased if we are unsuccessful again. Following the earlier pattern, we have to enter the safety code again before we are allowed to try to log on again. Attempt 3 out of 3. Since we still didn't get the password correct, we are told that this was the third attempt. When we click OK, the screen immediately goes black, while Windows Mobile deletes all information on the device. After a few moments, the device will reboot to the factory installation state with no user information, no data, and no configuration settings. In a fast-paced global business environment where reliance on mobile devices and email communication continuously grows, the businesses that remain competitive will be the ones that employ a strong mobile messaging solution. The evolving needs of your business are best addressed by an integrated, scalable, security-enhanced, and cost-effective mobile messaging solution that meets the needs of your people, IT department, and the organization as a whole. Deploying a comprehensive messaging and mobility environment using Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2 and Windows Mobile 5.0 devices with the Messaging and Security Feature Pack can achieve this goal. Positive stories such as those of Hewlett-Packard and Lifetime Products illustrate how organizations can use Exchange Server 2003 Service Pack 2 and the Windows Mobile 5.0 MSFP to provide seamless communication and collaboration in a global business environment, easily deploy and manage a mobile messaging environment that scales, increase the productivity of IT and everyone in your business, and reduce operational cost while enhancing revenue. Review these success stories on the Windows Mobile 5.0 homepage at www.microsoft.com/windowsmobile. Microsoft is committed to a broad mobility vision with a strong continuing investment in mobile messaging based on the Exchange Server and Windows Mobile technologies. To get more information on the products and technologies we've covered today, we have some online resources available that can help. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. In addition, you can visit www.microsoft.com/technet/exc-06 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. There are a number of other resources that are available from Microsoft. Secure messaging with Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 focuses on Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 security features and tactics with detailed guidance for system administrators, security architects, and messaging solution designers, straight from the experts. The Microsoft Windows Scripting Self-Paced Learning Guide provides the inside track on how to use Microsoft Windows Scripting to automate system administration straight from Microsoft Scripting Experts. This resource features self-paced learning exercises, time-saving tips, and sample scripts to help you get more done in less time. Programming Microsoft Outlook and Microsoft Exchange 2003 3rd Edition delivers world-class messaging and collaboration services, featuring sample code and information straight from the Microsoft Office Outlook 2003 and Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 product teams. The Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 Administrator's Pocket Consultant is the quick, on-the-go guide to administering Microsoft Exchange Server 2003. This pocket-sized reference features concise tables, listings, and step-by-step instructions for accurate answers on the spot. The Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 Administrator's Companion serves as a comprehensive daily operations guide, providing the hands-on information you need to install, configure, and manage Microsoft Exchange Server 2003. There are also a number of good books from other publishers. Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 Unleashed is one of the most extensive Exchange 2003 references found on the market today, from one of the world's leading Microsoft Server experts, Rand Morimoto. This book contains hard-to-find intermediate to advanced coverage far beyond the competition's typical installation and setup how-tos, including planning, migration, security, disaster recovery, and troubleshooting tips. With advanced coverage for experienced Exchange administrators, Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 doesn't try to take you back to square one. Instead, it builds on the knowledge you've already earned. Expert Jim McBee, with assistance from Barry Gerber, delivers targeted instruction and inside tips that will help you follow the best practices established by successful Exchange organizations across a wide range of industries. Mastering Exchange Server 2003 24/7 systematically and sequentially walks you through all the essential concepts of planning and design, installation, deployment, administration and management, maintenance, and troubleshooting. Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 Distilled is a practical, hands-on guide designed to bring readers quickly up to speed on the latest changes and enhancements to the leading email server. Exchange Server Cookbook offers you a comprehensive how-to guide to Exchange Server 2003. You'll find quick solutions for the most common tasks you need to perform, everything from installation and maintenance to configuration and optimization, with proven recipes for the most useful tools and utilities. Microsoft also has instructor-led courses if you prefer the classroom-style environment. Microsoft Learning develops courseware called Microsoft Official Curriculum, MOC, which includes e-learning, Microsoft Pressbooks, workshops, clinics, and Microsoft Skills Assessment. MOC is offered in instructor-led environments and offers comprehensive training courses for IT professionals who support and implement solutions using Microsoft products and technologies. The course that best supports this session is Designing a Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 Organization. This two-day instructor-led course provides students with the knowledge and skills necessary to successfully design and plan an Exchange Server 2003 organization in an enterprise network, including a plan for upgrading from previous versions of Exchange. You may also be interested in the course Implementing and Managing Microsoft Exchange Server 2003. This five-day instructor-led course provides students with the knowledge and skills they need to update and support a reliable, secure messaging infrastructure. This infrastructure is used in creating, storing, and sharing information by using Microsoft Exchange Server 2003 in a mid-size to large, 250 to 5,000 user, messaging environment. This course offers a significant number of hands-on practices, discussions, and assessments that assist students in becoming proficient in the skills that are needed to update and support Exchange Server 2003. These classes are currently available. For more information, please visit www.microsoft.com/learning. There is also an assessment program available that can help you test your knowledge. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills in implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The skills assessment includes a personalized learning plan, which includes links to Microsoft official curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft press books, and other Microsoft learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including Security and Patch Management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you set yourself apart from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available. Starting with the Microsoft Certified Professional, MCP, you can become a fully certified system administrator, MCSA, system engineer, MCSE, or desktop specialist, MCDST. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently which you might find interesting. To help explain this in more detail, please welcome Carolyn McGrath, TechNet Relationship Marketing Manager.
For IT professionals, all the resources in the TechNet program will give you the support you need to be successful with our technology. Whether you are deploying new software, managing a server environment, or troubleshooting, TechNet has a resource for you. Use the web for immediate access to documentation, knowledge base, scripts, downloads, and more. Webcasts and events will give you deep insight into specific technology topics. Keep up to date with technology news using the TechNet Flash. This is a twice-monthly newsletter that you can customize to give you information about the specific technology that interests you. With more time to read, the TechNet magazine is an excellent resource offering in-depth articles written by industry-leading technologists. If you want to ensure that you have all of the essential resources at your fingertips, the TechNet subscription is for you. It includes full version software and betas so that you can evaluate our technology at your own pace. No time bombs, so your product analysis won't time out. It includes two complimentary telephone support incidents. Talk to Microsoft technical professionals to help you with whatever challenges you may encounter with the software. That is $500 worth of value. The TechNet subscription is a great value to all IT professionals. Finally, we have TechNet VLabs. Use this to get your hands on the technology in a hosted environment. You can explore how it works, run different scenarios, and have a full product experience without having to dedicate your time to deploy and manage the hardware to do so yourself. Overall, the TechNet program has all of the resources you need to get the most out of Microsoft technology. TechNet Plus subscription, what is it? Get hands-on experience with the technology through software and betas, including Office, Windows, and servers. Support when you need it, including two free telephone support incidents. Easy access to information via updates, utilities, white papers, knowledge base, and more. Work on your skills at your own pace, e-learning courses and training. The TechNet Plus subscription, that's what it is. Need support? Answers are standing by. You have a choice of three support offerings from Microsoft. Firstly, we have online and self-help. Choose from the TechNet website, the Security Center Online, Knowledge Base, Product Support Centers, the TechNet Script Center, News Groups, User Groups, and the TechNet Plus subscription. Secondly, we have assisted incidents. Assisted incidents include email support, phone support, phone support contracts, advisory services. Finally, contract-based support. Contract-based support is offered to organizations and consists of premier support or essential support. Thank you for listening to this TechNet session.